This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. It's the year 2019 in the United States, with most notable celebrations taking place in New York's Times Square. Across the world, there were fireworks and other festivities, and looking forward to 2019, North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un expressed hopes for more talks with President Trump over nuclear disarmament. We get more from AB correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The North Korean leader used his New Year's speech to his country to say that he's ready for continued talks with President Trump. But Kim Jong-un had a warning for the U.S. Don't test their patience with sanctions or pressure, and that the U.S. needs to hold back on deploying military assets to South Korea.
And that's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. According to Russian state media, Russia has detained an American citizen in Moscow on accusations of spying. Reuters' Vanessa Johnston.
Russia's FSB state security service said the American was detained on December 28th. Now, under Russian law, he could face a prison sentence between 10 and 20 years. Earlier this year, the U.S. leveled its own accusations of spying against a Russian national, that case resulting in a guilty plea for Maria Butina in a deal with prosecutors. Butina admitting earlier this month to working with a top Russian official to infiltrate American conservative activist groups as an agent for Moscow. On Sunday, Russian President Vladimir Putin wrote Trump a letter for the new year saying he was ready for dialogue on a, quote, wide-ranging agenda.
U.S. President Donald Trump Monday defended his planned withdrawal of all 2,000 American troops from Syria, attacking critics of the action as chronic complainers. In a string of Twitter remarks, Mr. Trump said, "If anybody but Donald Trump did what I did in Syria, which was an ISIS-loaded mess when I became president, they would be a national hero." This is VOA News. As part of his farewell, outgoing U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis advised troops and the Defense Department civilian employees to maintain their faith in America and continue to stand by the country's allies. Monday's letter comes as Mattis prepares to relinquish his office to Deputy Secretary Pat Shanahan, who will become acting Defense Secretary as of today. Mattis resigned on December 20th following a White House meeting with President Trump, during which the two men disagreed over the president's decision to withdraw all troops from Syria. Massachusetts U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, or Warren, has formed an exploratory committee for a 2020 presidential run. The Massachusetts lawmaker became the first in what is expected to be a long line of Senate Democrats to announce in 2019.
I never thought I would run for anything ever in my life, but America's middle class is getting hollowed out, and opportunity for too many of our young people is shrinking. So I'm in this fight all the way.
The exploratory committee will enable her to raise money and fill staff positions before formally kicking off her candidacy early next year. House Democrats say they plan to pass legislation Thursday that would fund most shuttered government agencies through the end of September and the Department of Homeland Security through February 8th, but not include any money for the border wall with Mexico that President Trump has demanded. The fate of such legislation in the Republican-controlled Senate is uncertain, and Mr. Trump has insisted he will not sign any budget bill without the border wall funding. In a Fox News Channel interview, Mr. Trump was asked if he has a resolution for the new year.
Success and prosperity and health for our country. That's all I want.
Mr. Trump has asked for $5 billion as a down payment on the barrier that would cost more than $20 billion, but Democrats have only agreed to $1.3 billion to improve border security. Police in Sudan's capital fired tear gas Monday at demonstrators who had planned to march to the presidential palace to call for a change in government. Witnesses say the demonstrators gathered in groups in downtown Khartoum. NASA's New Horizons lead scientist Alan Stern says that this New Year's Day, the spacecraft made history by flying 1.6 billion kilometers past Pluto.
This is the most distant object ever explored, but it is in addition, because of the cold temperatures out there, the most primitive object ever explored, and therefore probably the best time capsule we've ever had for understanding the birth of our solar system and the planets in it.
In 2015, when New Horizons flew past Pluto, it was then the farthest object visited by a spacecraft from Earth. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.